AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The longest war in U.S. history is over.
After 20 years,
every single U.S. service member is now out of Afghanistan.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the withdrawal has ended, and with it, the military mission that began shortly after 9/11. Air Force transport planes ferried the final troops out of Kabul after a chaotic two-week evacuation of civilians. McKenzie says some 6,000 American citizens were pulled out, but some were left behind.
We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out.
A final chapter to a war likely to be remembered for colossal failures and the deaths of more than 2,000 Americans. The Taliban celebrated the departure with gunfire after driving the world's most powerful military out of their homeland. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says Hurricane Ida was a powerful storm.
We're going to stand with you and the people of the Gulf as long as it takes for you to recover.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
Obviously, our focus since the early hours of this morning after the hurricane passed through has been on search and rescue missions. Saving lives is the number one priority.
There has been heavy damage reported to the power system in Louisiana and parts of Mississippi.
We're asking our customers to be patient.
Deanna Rodriguez, CEO of Entergy, says all of New Orleans and other parts of the state are without power and repairs could take some time.
I want to emphasize that it is not just New Orleans, it is the surrounding area, and so Entergy is working to address that immediately.
At least two people are dead. Officials say the death toll is quite likely to climb as rescue teams reach remote areas still cut off by high water and damage. This is AP News. Abortion providers call on the Supreme Court to prevent enforcement of a Texas state law that would allow private citizens to sue anyone helping a woman get an early abortion. Jackie Quinn has more.
Abortion providers filed an emergency appeal with Justice Samuel Alito after a panel of appellate judges refused to block enforcement of the law before it takes effect Wednesday. The plaintiffs say the new law would rule out 85% of abortions in Texas and force many clinics to close. The Texas law bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That can be as early as 6 weeks and can be before a woman even knows she's pregnant. Instead of setting criminal penalties, this law encourages private citizens to bring lawsuits against doctors or anyone who helps a woman get an abortion at that early stage. At least 12 other states have enacted similar bans, but all have been blocked from going into effect. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.